Hey, thank you so much for having me. Can you hear me okay? All right, good. Yeah. One note about mental health awareness. or not somebody has a diagnosis. I think if you have a mind at all, then it's somehow relevant to you. So in that way, it's pretty universal. So I just ordered my pieces to kind of share what, some of my journey has been with that. And hopefully it resonates. This first piece is called Delusion. So on a light stream of illusion, I see my likeness in the fruit of life that I'm consuming. I try not to be frightened by confusion. If love is where the truth begins, like roots with the fruit within. So I conjure up my image in a vision, but it's different than the one positioned sitting where I'm sitting. Can I bridge the distance from the dream to what I'm living as the dream and dreamer reunite through the division? It's funny, makes you lonely, keeps you company. If it were a mirror, I'd be truly beautiful and ugly. I see my face in multitudes as they outnumber me. Sometimes their worries trouble me, but they're so vulnerable, it humbles me. I know I'm just an organ to the universal organism, but somehow I'm still the source of the schism where this world was risen. I try to look for wholeness through a hole in a broken system, as though to decode a rhythm that's unspoken where our story is hidden. Because when I was searching for myself, I came up missing. The light within, outside in, felt like a prison. The art of dark thinking left my heart sinking, my spark dwindling where once there was a star twinkling. I thought I heard a voice inside a voice and started listening. Speaking strange tales of reality and fiction, my mind began to tell me a story so gripping that it started to distort the reality that I was living. I thought I had the vision of a prophet, but I was just a fool with his finger in the socket. Wisdom's like a jewel that's hidden when I think I got it till it finds a way to light the world by slipping out my pocket. That's why I decided to trade my crown of thorns for a rose garden. I begged for pardon, but instead it honored me with rose garlands. I wish I could lay down my guard and let love be my guardian, but it takes heart for a broken heart to give its heart again. Holding on to old trauma like a lover long died. Instead, I traumatized the living friends who I forgot were on my side, who remind me beneath all my armor and my pride to pay more attention to the garden that's inside. There is no saint without a sin that might not warrant him to die, and no sinner that the sun has not pardoned with her shine. All right, thank you all so much. this next piece is called Self-Care. So that's a good one to follow, Delusion. Is your behind washed? Is your face clean? Is your bed made? Is your space clean? Are your debts paid? Is your slate clean? Is your heart healthy? Is your plate lean? Do you have spare change and some spare clothes? Is your phone charged? Is your hair combed? Do you have a when and where known? And can you get there with enough for the fare home? Is your home safe? Are your doors locked? Are your machines unplugged? Are the cords hot? Does the time in the tower match your clock? Is your alarm set? Will you snooze? Are you sure not? Do you have enough greens in your diet? Could you keep a physical routine if you tried it? Do you have a little peace and some quiet to dream your dream, but with the means to survive it? What do you do to be happy that doesn't lead to a choice that ends badly? Something you're skilled at, a work you do gladly, or something you're bad at, but that you love madly. Is there a love that you live for? Something or someone there's much you would give for? Is it mostly the love that you give, or is there worth giving your gifts for? And do you have peace on your conscience? Or do you do things you don't want to process? Could you do differently? Do you have options to clean out that dark room behind your eye sockets? Do you have good people you're in touch with? People you can trust and maybe have some fun with? Someone you love who you don't have to be in love with? Who's there in good weather and when the storm's coming? And one last question. Do you love yourself? Of course you do. Even if you don't, it's because you love yourself. Whatever you don't love is because of something else. So may the self take care of self. I wish you love and health. Is your behind watched? Is your face clean? Are your debts paid? Is your slate clean? Don't use my music as a fuel for your excuses. Artists are not enablers. We are muses. We just inspire you to do what you desire to. For the flame inside of you, none can hold a fire to. I promise you, I'm not here for guiding you. Just asking, why would you divide yourself and higher self in two? It's like anytime I strive for perfection, I don't like the fact that the way I'm. Why try to use a straight line as a reference when a line has no depth, but I have dimensions? Thank you. So this third piece is called The Place Where I Live At. I don't know if you do this in the way you speak English over there, but here we say, this is where that happened at. Or I can, this is where I can get this at. It's incorrect, but we throw an extra at on the end here, you know, where we speak here. So in the place where I live at, there is no need for a monster. So forget that. Sticks at. What is. There is only memory and this fact. There is no magic where I live at. If you see it and you feel it and you be it, then it is that. No dream is better than the truth where it begins at, where love is not a memory. See, there's the place where I live at, but there's another place I am from I try to get back. I see it in my mind, but it's too deep to dig at. What was once now. Now, how is that? Where was the switch at? And if I meant to fix it, then please show me where's the switch at and how it can be flipped back. I am blessed. Life is good. Yes, I get that. But I can't deny I'm still a little scared where I sit at. I kick back. But with vigilance, I'm lit up. Things move around me that could hurt me if I slip up. My body's pieces are too tender to be stitched up, delicately made with natural elements that synced up. I'm like a piece of fruit with water, love, and air I drink up, but solid is the same ground that makes the flowers stick up. Soft as the clouds that shift shapes as I think up, I love to fantasize, but must survive, so I sit up. I dream with my head down, but ears and eyes pricked up. It's easy to lift off, but seems hard to lift up. It's so quick to mess up, and so long to fix up. I spent years cleaning from a moment's dust I kicked up. I've made mistakes, but before you lock my wrists up, know that every single piece I broke, I tried to pick up. I wasn't evil, I was mixed up. If ignorance were an excuse, we'd all be acquitted, but I roll in my tongue before I trip up. May any words I spill be sweeter still to lick up. I hesitate to speak, I'd rather sing and change the pitch up with notes that don't fit the storyline I have pinned up. Reality is better than any storyline I think up. And in the book of life, wherever I leave off, I have to pick up. That's why I always make the present moment the place where I live at. Because with no place to live, it's still a place I exist at. All the good and the bad that I did, it admits that, but still has remnants of a love that is intact. I promise you, it's not just a well that I wish at. It's as solid as this earth where all life finds its prints at, yet more subtle than the point my fingers try to tip at. Where I have to fit the whole world inside this center where I spin at. I try to look for consistency, a place to loop the string at, but I only find a few hopeful points to hold some pins at, a few good choices, good habits that I stick at, a few safe houses where I know my key will fit at, a few loved ones who I feel safe to cry and grin at, and moments that remind me, this is heaven as I think back. I remember I was home once. I'm still trying to get back. But for right now, this is the place where I live at. Thank you. This last piece is, I don't know if it's the last piece. Honestly, I haven't been keeping track of the time, but this is a blessing that I usually like to end. My grandmother used to have a crocheted, my aunt made my grandmother a crocheted blessing. It's an Irish blessing. It goes, may the road rise to meet you and may the wind always be at your back. I was curious if you guys know that, but I love, and there's a poem by John O'Donohue that's a blessing. And the way in your culture you write blessings is really beautiful because it's less like a poem. It's like something you can just share. I really love your blessings. This is called May All Beings Be Happy. May our healing come naturally. May we all find peace gradually. Till finally, there's nowhere and no one we'd rather be. And if there are any who are suffering, may there be an end to your suffering. A peaceful world is a lovely thing. But inside each of us is where it must begin. And may we all find forgiveness. Over burnt bridges, may love bridge the distance. Mistakes that we make show that we make a difference. So may innocence thought lost be found in this instance. And most importantly, may we show love to our loved ones who are here, who are gone, who we loved once. Wherever they are from, where they go, just may they always know that they're loved because we love them. And most importantly, may you be happy and find the feeling of your joy that comes naturally. May we all find peace gradually till finally there's nowhere and no one we'd rather be. Namaste, namaste, namaste. Amen, hallelujah, say hey. Shabbat shalom, umoja, ashe. Assalamu alaikum, may peace come to you and stay. I have heard that peace is not just the goal, but the way. but I have broken peace more times than I can say. That doesn't mean that I still can't just wish and pray that all creation someday to just be okay. All right, thank you.